Amen. Praise the Lord. What a sweet time at the table. Well, we wanted to continue the fellowship regarding the matter of shepherding that our brothers touched on last week. And we'll just take a few minutes and cover it again today, or touch it again. And really, there's a few things we wanted to speak about. And first, just as the brothers covered last week, this matter of shepherding is absolutely critical. It really bridges what the Lord did on the earth and His eventual return and the establishment of His kingdom and His reign on the earth. What carries this out is the shepherding.
Amen.
That was just a tremendous view. In fact, you could even say that God's entire economy is just about shepherding.
Amen.
In that view. I mean, the shepherding that the Lord is carrying out is that central and that tremendous. Our burden is that here in the church in Bellevue, all of us would become reproductions of the great shepherd.
Amen.
That we would have in the church an atmosphere and a practice of much shepherding, mutual shepherding.
Amen.
You shepherd all the ones around you. I shepherd and I get shepherded.
Amen.
We all need His marvelous shepherding. And you know what? That is what He is doing today. And we want to enter into it.
Amen.
So today, and it's this shepherding that builds up the church. I'm mainly going to be speaking from the messages given in the recent ITERO, the training. And there's this one message, 3, the pattern of the Apostle Paul in cooperating with Christ's heavenly ministry. And see, His heavenly ministry is His ministry of shepherding, right? So Paul cooperated to shepherd people for the building up of the body of Christ. This shepherding has a source in the Lord's heavenly ministry and has an outcome, a result of building up the body of Christ. So we want to touch a little bit on what is shepherding? And then how can we become such shepherds? And as far as seeing what shepherding is, there is this pattern of the Apostle Paul. And if we look in the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, Paul spoke and he shepherded the church, the young believers. And how did he shepherd? How did he take care of these new believers? What did he do? Well, when you look at Thessalonians chapter 1, even verse 5, he says, even as you know what kind of men we were among you.
Amen.
That is his shepherding.
Right.
He pointed to himself as a pattern of shepherding.
Amen.
He said, to take care of them, he said, remember how I was. Remember how I lived. Remember what I did. So his way of taking care of the young believers was to point to himself. Not that he was something, but he said, look at how I lived. And then it says, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 7, you became a pattern. So they became patterns by watching and observing Paul as a pattern. So some aspects of the pattern you see in chapter 2. And he again begins by saying, you yourselves know, brothers. And he says, our entrance toward you. He says again, you know how we lived among you, how we entered among you, how we were among you. Right? Verse 2, suffering, right? But still speaking the gospel. Verse 3, exhortation not of deception nor out of uncleanness but in guile. Verse 4, right? We speak not as pleasing men but God. Verse 5, no flattering speech. No pretext for covetousness, not seeking glory from men, right? These were all patterns that Paul presented of how he was. Verse 7, we were gentle in your midst as a nursing mother would cherish her own children. Now, there is something here that's really quite deep, though. These are matters. In fact, another point he said, you remember our labor and travail, working day and night, we proclaim to you the gospel of God. So this is the pattern of the Apostle Paul of his shepherding. But it would be very easy to miss, as I have missed, what he's really saying. You know, it would be possible for us to speak in this way, without guile, with no pretext for covetousness, to labor day and night, but we would actually have missed what is the pattern that Paul is actually presenting. It is not just what he said and not just what he did. This is a crucial point we have to get if we're really going to enter into shepherding. This verse, verse 1, chapter 5, he says that our gospel did not come to you in word only. It wasn't just all those things he said and described in verse 2, in chapter 2. He said it was not in word only, not only this, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance. There was something that was his living from the Spirit that resulted in all those things that he described in chapter 2. So here is the intrinsic pattern that Paul presented. It wasn't just his words. It wasn't just his actions. Paul lived taking Christ as everything. That was the pattern. Christ was his living, his pattern, his goal, his secret. He lived by the Spirit, walked by the Spirit, sowed unto the Spirit, ministered the Spirit, lived and served in His Spirit. Paul was infused with God to shine forth God in the ministry of the new covenant, which is the ministry of the Spirit, ministry of righteousness, and the ministry of reconciliation. And Paul lived and did everything in the body, through the body, and for the body. That is the pattern. When we say we're burdened that we would all enter into shepherding, our burden is that we would learn what it means to live Christ.
Amen.
That He would be our everything and He would emanate from us. And in that living, out comes a marvelous shepherding of the body. What we speak is Christ ministered into one another.
Amen.
This is the pattern and this is the shepherding that we are desperately seeking to enter into, not just in Bellevue, but throughout the whole recovery. This is shepherding according to God.
Amen.
Because it is God.
Amen.
This shepherding is God shepherding.
Amen.
It's not something else. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this is our burden for shepherding, that we would have such a living which results in the kind of pattern that Paul demonstrated. Now, a couple things. How do we become such shepherds? Well, there's a portion from this reading that we've all been into, and I just happened to read this with a brother. It's about the economy of God. This book, we're all, you know, encouraging that we read it to whatever extent we can. And, you know, it starts with this. And it may seem obvious, but this is where the shepherding starts, right? In the Son, God has accomplished all that He planned by four major steps: incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. These four steps have fulfilled all that God planned in eternity. Now, you may wonder, well, that's a little bit of a long reach between shepherding, living Christ. Well, actually, it's absolutely related.
Amen.
What Christ did in His incarnation, His human living, His death on the cross, it terminated everything. Josh, nothing negative exists.
Amen.
It's all been terminated on the cross.
Amen.
In Christ, this is real.
Amen.
So God created this model of this living in Christ by Christ passing through these four things. And then in resurrection, He brought Himself and He brought humanity into God.
Amen.
This is what He did. And then in ascension, right, you know, this model was produced. God in man and man in God. Everything negative dealt with, terminated. Nothing negative in this model. This model then ascended to the heavens and was enthroned with glory and authority. The human mind cannot apprehend this picture. At this point, everything was accomplished. Nothing was left unfinished. This model, which is God mingled with man and man mingled with God, ascended far above all things in space and in time. He transcended to the highest place in the universe and was enthroned with glory and authority. This is where this model is. Now, here is the key point. Then, from this glorified one, and we sang about this in the table, from this glorified one, the Holy Spirit came like the outflow of a liquid composed of many elements. The divine nature, the human life, the human suffering, the death of the cross, the resurrection, the ascension, and the enthronement are all elements included in the Holy Spirit, which has been poured out into us.
Amen.
And it's happening even right now. This model, this enthroned one, is on the throne in an active heavenly ministry, ministering all those things in the Spirit into us.
Amen.
That is what causes us to live a shepherding life. He is interceding for us, dispensing as a liquid,
Amen,
Spirit,
Amen,
an all-inclusive dose into us,
Amen,
making us shepherds, motivating us, energizing us, enlivening us to live as He lived.
Amen.
Do you see this point, saints? This is the Christian life. This is the church life. This is the shepherding life.
Amen.
He is there now, enthroned, praying for us, interceding for us, dispensing Himself into us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is the point. And, you know, His dispensing is not that mysterious. It's not that far from us. And the truth of the matter is, we are all experiencing it even right now. Whether you realize it or not, you and I are here in this meeting because He interceded for us.
Amen.
Because this one, this Spirit reached us and operated in us. We may not realize it, but something stirred in us, and here we are. And maybe at the table we realize it in a greater capacity. There's a flow, there's a rich dispensing and an enjoyment. See, the shepherding comes out of this dispensing and our enjoyment of this one.
Amen.
Our living is our enjoying Him.
Amen.
Saints,
Amen,
please get into this. Now, very practically, right? How can we really advance in this matter? Well, it's very much related to what we eat.
Amen.
And you know what? What we read is what we eat.
Amen.
So Dexter is going to announce it, but we have some announcements here. And in the announcements, there is a particular ministry portion that's been included. I would say today, the announcements for today are not just for today. Get this sheet and hang on to it. And read the ministry portion for the next month, every day. What it says is, and it's short, it's actually just one page, becoming what we read. How does this operation happen? When we read, because see, it all hinges on, do we see this one in the heavens? And do we realize what He's doing in us and through us and over us right now? If we don't see it, we won't enter into it. But our seeing will happen if we read it, if we eat it, if we pray, read this ministry and the Word. So this is a practical handle for getting us into this burden of shepherding and living Christ. We will become what we read. Amen. Amen.